Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Psachim Bavli Daf Sadiches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Vav and Beis and the Mishnah. Hamafrish nekeva b'pischoi or zocha ben shnei shonim yu'ad jistai v'yimacha v'yiplu domov l'nadava. One who separates a female or a male animal in its second year, as is called in Pesach, it's invalid and he must leave it to graze until it receives a blemish, and then it can be sold and its money used as a voluntary korban. One who separates his korban pesach and then he dies, his son should not bring it as a korban pesach in place of him, rather it should be brought as a shlomim. The Gemara says, the Mishnah about separating a female, etc., is referring to when it exists after the time of the sacrifice of the korban pesach, and it follows the Shimon of the Baisa. If he separated it before Pesach, it should graze until it receives a blemish, and then sold, and the money used for a korban Pesach. La'achar Pesach, tovei shlomim. If it was after Pesach, it should graze, and etc., and the money used for a korban shlomim. Reb Shimon aimer, koidim lepesach timoche, shulei b'mum, la'achar Pesach, tovei shlomim. Reb Shimon says that before Pesach, he should sell it unblemished. After Pesach, it should come as a shlomim. L'kein zavrinu meimer, kol shenira likar v'pesach en gufri kar shlomim. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that one who separates his korban pesach and then dies, his son should not bring it as a korban pesach in place of him, rather it should be brought as a shlomim. Why is it that it should be brought as a shlomim even if he died on the 14th? It was already fitting to be used and then rejected. Patala b'shehifrish mois. The Mishnah is discussing when he separated the money and is teaching that he should not use that money for a pesach, but rather it should be used to purchase a shlomim. We come on to the next Mishnah. Ha-Pesach shenis arva bezvochim, kulon yu ad jistavu, v'imochu v'yavi b'dmei ha-yofi shebehen mimin zeh, v'dmei ha-yofi shebehen mimin zeh, v'yafzid ha-moisa mibesei. The Mishnah says that if a Pesach became mixed with other sacrifices, they must all graze until they receive a blemish and then be sold, and the value of the most expensive one should be used to give each type of sacrifice, and the extra cost should come from the money of the owner. Nis arva bezvochiroi sub shimon oime im chabos kehanim yoichlu. If it became mixed up only with firstborn animals, Rav Shimon says that if it's a group of kahanim, they may eat it. The Gemara says, Tani ein lechem shvi'is bekesef ma'aser. The Baisa says that one may not buy shvi'is produce with ma'aser sheni money, lest the time of beer arrive and he'll be required to destroy the remaining produce, which is prohibited to do with shvi'is produce. Rav Yosef Amar b'machlekes. Rav Yosef says this is law of a dispute, like the Mishnah ma'aser sheni, where there's a dispute between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon about buying truma with ma'aser sheni money. Rabbi Yonah says, no, even Rabbi Shimon, who said there that we're not concerned about the Truma being wasted as the Kanama careful, is concerned in the case of Shvi'is and will agree with the Rabbanon that one may not buy Shvi'is produce with Ma'aser Sheni money. Questioned Rabbi Mana from a Mishnah. If the Pesach became mixed with firstborn animals, Rabbi Shimon says that if it's a group of Kohanim, they may eat it, and the Braisa teaches that they must eat it according to the requirement of the strictest korban. Amalei, oichle psachim b'shaaton zivim heim ka oichle tumah. The answer is, that Rabbi Mana gives is that those who eat the korban Pesach are zealous like the Kohanim who eat tumah. Teidelecha, tataninan, ein solim bosa, batzalabetza, ela kadesh yatzulim, vataninan, meshalshim, sa Pesach, latanu, im chashecha. We have a proof from a Mishnah. One may not roast meat, onion, or egg on a Friday afternoon unless it will be roasted before Shabbos. On the other hand, the Mishnah teaches that they lower the Korban Pesach into the oven just before nightfall. And the resolution there is that those that bring the Korban Pesach are zealous and there's no concern they might stoke the fire on Shabbos. And the next Mishnah says, Chabur sha'avad pischa amu le'echad se bakesh v'shchit aleinu b'halach v'omotza v'shachat v'hem lakhu v'shachtu. The Mishnah says if a group lost their Korban Pesach and they told one member of the group to go and find it and slaughter it for them, and if he went and found it and slaughtered it, and they acquired a new animal and slaughtered it, then what do we say? Im shaloi nishchat rishoin oichem mishaloi vehin oichlim imoi. Im shalahem nishchat rishoin hu oichem mishaloi vehin oichlim mishalahem. If his was slaughtered first, he eats from it and they all eat with him. If theirs was slaughtered first, he eats from his and they eat from theirs. In yadur eiv imahem nishchat rishon or sheshachta shneim ka'achas hu oicham shaloi vehem einan oichlim imoi or shilahem yotz lebeit ha'sefer v'pturim melasoif pesach sheni. If it's not known which one was slaughtered first, or if they were slaughtered at the same time, he eats them as korban, but they don't eat with him, and the animal is taken out to be burned. Furthermore, they are exempt from Pesach Sheni. Amar lahen im ichalti tsu'u v'shachtu alai, halachu matza v'shachat v'hen laku v'shachtu, im shelahen nishchat rishon hen oichel m'shelahen v'hu oichel imahem, im shelay nishchat rishon hu oichel m'shelay v'hen oichel m'shelahem. If he said to them, if I'm delayed, go out and slaughter for me, if he went and found the lost animal and slaughtered it, and they acquired an animal and slaughtered it, if theirs was slaughtered first, they eat from theirs, and he eats from with them. If his was slaughtered first, he eats from his, and they eat from theirs. Im eini yodua eiv mehem nishchat rishon, or sheshachat shneihem ka'achas, hein oichel mishalahem, v'hu eina oichel imahem, v'shaloi yetzel reis ha-sreifa, v'tome la'asois pesach sheni. If it's not known which one was slaughtered first, or if they were slaughtered at the same time, they eat from theirs, but he does not eat with them. His animal is taken out to be burned, and he's exempt from Pesach Sheni. Amar lahem va'amuloi oichlim kulam min ha'rishon v'meini odua eivim mehem nishchat ha'rishon shneim yotzim beis ha'sefer. If both he said to them and they said to him, all eat from the first one slaughtered. If it's not known which was slaughtered first, they are both taken out to be burned. Lo'i amar lahem v'le'amuloi einam achrayim zeh b'zeh. If neither he said to them nor they said to him, they are not responsible for each other, meaning that he eats from his and they eat from theirs. If the Karbonos Pesach of two groups became mixed up, Elu Moshchim Lahen Echad, Ve'elu Moshchim Lahen Echad, Echad Me'elu Baloi Edsel Elu, Ve'echad Me'elu Baloi Edsel Elu, V'chein Hein Oimim. Each group takes an animal, and then one person from each group goes to the other group and declares, Im Shelanu Hu HaPesach Hazeh Yadecha Meshuchos Meshelcha, V'nim Nisa Al Shelanu, V'im Shelcha Hu HaPesach Hazeh Yadeinu Meshuchos Meshelanu, V'im Ninu Al Shelcha. If this Pesach is ours, your hands are withdrawn from yours and appointed on ours. If this Pesach is yours, our hands are withdrawn from ours and appointed on yours. V'chein chamish chaburis, shel chamisha chamisha, v'shel asor asor, moishchim lahem echad mikol chabura v'chabura, v'kachu yo'aymim. And similarly, when there are five groups of five people or ten people, each group takes an animal and a representative makes that declaration. The Gemara says, Amar v'yochen v'v'nosen hi, v'v'nosen amar yotzim b'zvika b'loy achila. Rav Yochanan says that this Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Nosson, who said that one can fulfill his obligation through the throwing of the blood even without eating, and it's clear from the words of the Mishnah that said it is taken out to be burned and they are exempt from Pesach Sheni. Tani b'kapar yofe shetike lechachamim kavachime letipshim v'chein shleima ime kam avil machwish chacham yechashev v'ein tzarech leima chacham machwish. B'kapar said in the Baisa, silence is good for the wise and certainly for the fools. As in the Mishnah, if neither he nor they would have spoken, each could have eaten from their own korban. And so says King Shlomo in Mishlei Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Chafches, even a fool who is silent will be considered wise, and certainly a wise man who is silent.